He mentioned this to Goose, who was sitting quietly in the corner of the sheepfold. "Will you come over and play with me?" he asked. "Sorry, Sonny, sorry," said the goose. "I'm sitting on my eggs. 8 of them. Gotta keep them toasty-oasty-oasty warm. I have to stay right here. I'm no flibberty-ibberty-gibberty. I do not play when there are eggs to hatch. I'm expecting gooselings."
"Well, I didn't think you were expecting woodpeckers," said Wilbur bitterly. Wilbur next tried one of the lambs. "Will you please play with me?" he asked.
"Certainly not," said the lamb. "In the first place, I cannot get into your pen, as I am not old enough to jump over the fence. In the second place, I am not interested in pigs. Pigs mean less than nothing to me."
"What do you mean, less than nothing?" replied Wilbur. "I don't think there is any such thing as less than at nothing. Nothing is absolute the limit of nothingness. It's the lowest you can go. It's the end of the line. How can something be less than nothing? If there was something that was less than nothing, then nothing would not be nothing. It would be something, even though it's just a very little bit of something. But it's nothing is nothing, then nothing has nothing that is less than it is."
"Oh, be quiet," said the lamb. "Go play with yourself. I don't play with pigs."
Sadly, Wilbur sat down and listened to the rain. Soon he saw the rat climbing down a slanting board that used to be a stairway.
"Will you play with me, Templeton?" asked Wilbur.
"Play," said Templeton, twirling his whiskers.
"Play? I hardly know the meaning of the word."
"Well," said Wilbur, "it means to have fun, to frolic, to run and skip and make merry."
"I never do those things if I can avoid them," replied the rat sourly. "I prefer to spend my time eating, gnawing, spying, and hiding. I'm a glutton, but not a merrymaker. Right now, I am on my way to your trough to eat your breakfast, since you haven't gotten any sense to eat it yourself."
And Templeton, the rat, crept stealthily along the wall and disappeared into the private tunnel that he had dug between the door and the trough in Wilbur's yard. Templeton was a crafty rat, and he had things pretty much his own way. The tunnel was an example of his skill and cunning. The tunnel enabled him to get from the barn to his hiding place under the pig trough without coming out into the open. He had tunnels and runways all over Mr. Zuckerman's farm and could get from one place to another without being seen. Usually he slept during the daytime and was abroad only after dark. Wilbur watched him disappear into his tunnel. In a moment, he saw the rat's sharp nose poke out from underneath the wooden trough. Cautiously, Templeton pulled himself over the edge of the trough. This was almost more than Wilbur could stand on this dreary rainy day to see his breakfast being eaten by somebody else. He knew Templeton was getting soaked out there in the pouring rain, but even that didn't comfort him. Friendless, dejected, and hungry, he threw himself down in the manure and sobbed. Late that afternoon, Lurvy went to Mr. Zuckerman. "I think there's something wrong with that pig of yours. He hasn't touched his food."
"Give him 2 spoonfuls of sulfur and a little molasses," said Mr. Zuckerman.
Wilbur couldn't believe what was happening to him when Lurvy caught him and forced the medicine down his throat. This was certainly the worst day of his life. He didn't know whether he could endure the awful loneliness anymore.
Darkness settled over everything. Soon there were only shadows and the noises of the sheep chewing their cuds, and occasionally the rattle of a cow chain up overhead. You can imagine Wilbur's surprise when out of the darkness came a small voice he had never heard before. It sounded rather thin, but pleasant.
"Do you want a friend, Wilbur?" it said. "I'll be a friend to you. I've watched you all day, and I like you."
"But I can't see you," said Wilbur, jumping to his feet. "Where are you? And who are you?"
"I'm right up here," said the voice. "Go to sleep. You'll see me in the morning."